How do I stop the needing? How do I stop repeating the cycle?
Celebrating the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner herself, and the women who love her here on Girl Eat So Groovy. music from Amy Winehouse, a musician who really modeled a career after just the passion and emotion that Tina Turner brought into her music. We heard the song Some Unholy War from Amy Winehouse. Now that's from, of course, the breakout sophomore album Back to Black. In the middle, it is new music from Atlanta soul and R&B newcomer Baby Rose. I featured her a few times here on Girly So Groovy, and I quickly am falling in love. The new album is called Through and Through. The song we heard is Stop the Bleeding. Baby Rose takes very much inspiration from the way Tina Turner used her music as a form of cathartic healing. Baby Rose actually talks about how she makes music herself to help her get through things. And then before Baby Rose, it is Tina Turner with that title track, Working Together. We mentioned that album a little earlier. It's one of Tina Turner's biggest albums and most commercially successful albums, breaking out in 1970 with Working Together. And I just think that song is such a powerful anthem that still holds truth and beauty to it over 50 years since it has been released. Okay, so in this hour of Girly So Groovy, so far we have painted a picture of Tina Turner as a trailblazing, groundbreaking artist simply because of her stage performance. It is signature. I don't think there is anyone on this planet who has not been inspired by Tina Turner live on stage. We have talked about how she is a groundbreaking artist for not only being open about, but thriving, surviving, and being a hero in the face of abuse. But can we talk about how Tina Turner is a trailblazer simply for the way that she rebelled and revolted against the limitations of being a woman aging in pop culture? When Tina Turner hit her stride with the release of her 1984 album, Private Dancer, MTV had barely been around for 3 years, which placed the bulk of the generation it influenced in the realm of teenagers. Tina Turner was 44 years old, an age at which most women, sadly, in entertainment, experience a career recession if they aren't pushed toward early retirement altogether. But to an audience still in awe at seeing their radio stars come to life on TV screens, Tina Turner was just getting started. She became one of the first Black artists to be featured on MTV after Private Dancer went on to be certified 5-time platinum in the United States, yielding her only number one hit on the Billboard 100 with What's Love Got to Do with It. A year after its release, she played to stadiums on a world tour that drew audiences of all ages. Tina Turner also became an action star, playing the regal, daunting auntie entity in 1985's Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. When she retired from touring after headlining the highest grossing rock road show of 2000, Tina Turner was 60. These achievements are not the sum of her 83 years. Again, a rich life defined by resilience, stamina, and a refusal to be defined by the hardship and abuse by which others sought to measure her legacy. But in a world that still obsesses over what constitutes a woman's prime, Tina Turner lived and leaves an unrivaled blueprint. Nobody but Tina decided when she was done.
Not just Rocking out stir crazy, Coco flow like 1980s. Come lit still, I drop lazy. None of that, maybe. NRG, NRG, NRG.
Just five, four, now 45. Don't get out of line, yeah. Ooh, 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 pick a side. Only double lines we cross is dollar signs. Ooh, 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 hold up. Wait, I hear you just got paid, making rain, energy. She more Cancun, he more Saint-Tropez. Be waving around, the crowd gon' move. Look around, everybody on mute. Look around, it's me and my group. Big energy.
We was on stop mode, got froze, froze from Page Vogue. No post, chat too much, bro, clip on load. That's that Kodak energy.
The camera go pop, 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 pop. Keep them waiting like da, 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 da. Ooh, la, la, la. That's the way them boys sound when I walk through the black, black, black. Then I Uzi that doozy. Shot, shot, shot. Chillin', mindin' our business. Poppin' our paint and champagne through the ceiling. Sippin' it up, flickin' it up. All this good energy got you all in your feelings, feelings. I'm crazy, I'm swearing, I'm daring. Your man staring. I just entered the country with derringers. Cause them Karens just turned into terrorists.
OMG, how much did I just absolutely love that last set, and I really hope you did too. Those are three big voices. Here on Girly So Groovy, we have been celebrating the legacy of Tina Turner and the women whose careers are owed to the doors open by Ms. Tina Turner. Well, Beyoncé is without a doubt the performer who has been the biggest benefactor of the ground laid by Tina Turner. From Beyoncé's high-energy choreography, to her masterful performances on stage, to her glamorous aesthetic, everything embodies the essence of Tina Turner in the work that Beyoncé does. Beyoncé herself has been absolutely upfront about how much the Queen of Rock and Roll has influenced her image. Tina, not only did Beyoncé get to pay homage to Tina Turner at the 2005 Kennedy Center Awards again, Tina Turner and Beyoncé performed live on stage during the 2008 Grammys. Not just a benefactor to Tina Turner, but quickly becoming a friend, Beyoncé is. We heard the song Energy from Beyoncé. Of course, that's from her latest album, Renaissance. In the middle, it is music from not only a woman completely inspired by the performance and spirit of Tina Turner, but quickly became a contemporary to Tina Turner in the 1980s. I'm talking about Annie Lennox as part of the duo Eurythmics. We heard the song Missionary Man. That's taken from Eurythmics' album Revenge. And then, of course, starting the set off with Tina Turner herself with a defining song, Show Some Respect. That's from Tina Turner's 1984 album Private Dancer. Well, friends, we are at the end of another episode of Girly So Groovy and the end of another monthly episode where we are celebrating groundbreakers. I had been wanting to do this episode to celebrate Tina Turner for some time since her passing in May at the age of 83, but really, I didn't, like I said before, I did not know how to say goodbye to such a legend. On a personal note, I was surprised just how much the passing of Tina Turner truly struck me emotionally. I found myself continuously going back to re-listen to her song Better Be Good to Me, also part of the 1984 album Private Dancer. And I would find myself tearing up, and I kept thinking, why am I so emotional about this song right now of the entire catalog of Tina Turner? And you know, after listening to it numerous times, I realized as a fan that particular song taught me to stand in my own self-respect and stand in my own self-righteousness and expect nothing less from everyone else. And I feel like Tina Turner built a career on that foundation. And for that fact alone, Tina Turner, you are a trailblazer, a groundbreaker, a supernova. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to leave you with one last track. It comes from another R&B soul singer newcomer, Toronto musician Claire Davis. Her newest album just oozes Tina energy. So wrapping up this hour, it is Claire Davis with her song Long Time Gone from the new album Get It Right. Thanks for tuning in. This has been an absolute thrill talking about Tina with you. Keep on listening and I'll talk to you next week.